I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Pakistan's economy is starting to revive as people emerge from COVID-19 lockdowns. This summer, Muslims working abroad sent record levels of money home because they couldn't travel for the Hajj. The outlook for Pakistani Christians, however, remains bleak. Jonathan is a gospel worker focused on Pakistan.
Part of what people forget is that when you don't have enough to feed your family, well, then you begin selling your assets. Assets might be a motorcycle, but you need to earn money once the lockdown lifts, or maybe they sold their animal, which was their source of milk and protein for their family. And to be able to now save up enough to buy another asset like that is going to take a long time. So even their ability to bounce back is severely compromised.
Please pray for a new project intended to support Christian families while furthering kingdom work at the same time. In Iran, Pastor Farshid Fati heard his phone ring and realized his own number was calling. Police had broken into his home, and Fati faced a choice, run or go to prison. Joe Willie of Sat7.
And they wanted him to come in and give himself up. Now, here's the incredible thing. He did. Because though he had an opportunity to run or go into hiding, he made a decision to be with other Christians in their suffering.
From prison, Fati continued proclaiming the good news of Jesus. He met regularly with a close group of Christians, cramming themselves into his tiny cot to study the Bible and pray. Fati was arrested in 2010 and was released 5 years later. He recently shared his story with the Sat7 Pars show Insiders. Please pray Christ will give perseverance to his people in Iran despite the persecution they face. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, and your continued support of MNN enables us to bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.